السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرة مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامة بركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful day of يوم الجمعة. May Allah Ta'ala bless you and Apa with afiyat and good health. Allah Ta'ala accept all your khidmat and may the Ummah benefit from all the beautiful nasihat and advices given by your good self. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa salim kareem. Allah Jalla wa la reward you, Appa, and your entire family. Ameen. And we say Jazakallahu khairan to our technician, Brother Junaid Khan. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 10th of Zulqadah, 1446, 1 month left insha'Allah for Eid al-Adha. And according to calendar in South Africa, Eid will be on the 7th of June, insha'Allah, the Saturday. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah, this wonderful, beautiful day of Jumu'ah Friday, we focus on Suratul Ahqaf, chapter number 46, and verses number 29, 30 and 31. There is a sababun nuzul. Sababun nuzul means certain incident took place and then these verses were revealed. Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was on the periphery, on the outskirts of Makkah Mukarramah, a place called Wadi al-Nakhl. If you want details of this incident, then go and read Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif. Muslim Sharif has more details compared to Bukhari Sharif on this topic. So he, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was performing Fajr Salat. Like how you are going now for Fajr Salat day in Durban, we will go just now after half an hour, 45 minutes or so. So remember that Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam was performing Fajr Salat. So a group of jinnat came and they were listening to the Quran Sharif. And they were so impressed and they told one another, keep to silent, complete silence. We must listen attentively. And there and then remember that they embraced Islam, everything, and went to give da'wat to their people, to their, you understand, jinn, and said that, come, you also must respond to Da'i Allah, the one who is inviting towards Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's khasais, his unique features are too many to count. Remember that Sahibul Isra wal Mi'raj, the one who went for Isra from Makkah Mukarramah to Masjidul Aqsa physically, bodily. Then from there for Mi'raj after meeting the prophets and the messengers at Aqsa al-Mubarak. Sahibul Qiblatain, the two Qiblas facing Masjidul Aqsa and then Makkah Mukarramah. And remember that Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the Nabi. Nabi of insan and jinnat, for human beings and the jinn, the invisible creation created from smokeless fire. So like that, there are books written, Khasaisul Kubra and so forth. Thereafter, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to make da'wat and tabligh and give the message to the jinnat as well. So we should understand all these issues. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is speaking of this. Sometimes you make effort in one place, but Almighty Allah sends the hidayat in other places. Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went to Makkah. Initially, majority of the people did not accept. Went to Taif, majority of the people did not accept. And lo and behold, between Makkah and Taif, you see that the Jinnata accepting. You see today thousands of people are embracing Islam because they are seeing in real time the genocide unfolding there in the land of Gaza al-Mubarakah, in the land of Palestine and Palestine. So that is Qudrat al-Kamila. Qudrat Allah Ta'ala alone understands and knows His wisdom. Me and you with our puny little brains, what can we understand? So we should know this is what Quran is teaching us. Chapter 46, Suratul Ahqaf, verse number 29. وَإِذْ صَرَفْنَا إِلَيْكَ نَفَرًا مِّنَ الْجِنِّ. Remember when you have a verb in the past tense and it is preceded by وَإِذْ, it means وَذْكُرْ, remember. So وَإِذْ صَرَفْنَا إِلَيْكَ. And remember when we turn to you, Ya Rasul Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we turn the jinnat, this invisible creation of Almighty Allah, from the smokeless fire towards you. Nobody could turn it, them you must remember. So only Almighty Allah. Hence Almighty Allah uses the royal pronoun. We turn their focus and attention towards you. Nafaram min al-jinn. The word nafar is applicable in Arabic from 3 to 10. So it means between 3 and 10 jinnat were there. So they were going somewhere and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is performing Fajr Salat. Allah instructs them, you go to the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and go and listen to the Quran Sharif. So that is the wisdom why Almighty Allah uses the plural, the collective noun, the royal pronoun to stamp His majesty, authority and sovereignty. Nobody can do it in the entire creation. إِلَيْكَ نَفَرًا مِّنَ الْجِنِّ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقُرْآنَ. The word jinn means got a hidden meaning. Jinn, we can't see them. Junoon, insanity, you can't see. جَنَّ عَلَيْهِ مِنَ الْ, you see at night when the darkness spreads and so forth, you can't see it. Janin, that you see the fetus in the womb of the mother, you can't see. So if you go into, you start getting the understanding of the Arabic language, you'll be fascinated. Remember that Allah Jalla wa Ala in His infinite wisdom and mercy revealed the Quran Sharif in the Arabic language. Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam only spoke Arabic. And Lugatu Ahlil Jannati. So remember, Arabic will be the language and lingua franca there in Jannat al Firdaus, in paradise as well. What must they do, this group of jinn between 3 and 10, say 5, 6, 7, 8, whatever? يستمعون القرآن كثرة الحروف تدل على كثرة المعاني. You must listen to the Quran Sharif attentively. Even today, Allah Jalla Wala tells us when the Imam is reading, or people are reading the Quran Sharif out of Salat, remember that you got a Jalsa and the Qari Sahib is reading wonderful, beautiful Quran. So what must you do? وَإِذَا قُرِيَ الْقُرْآنُ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنْصِتُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرَحَمُونَ. So remember that you must be silent. And you must be the one there to listen attentively. Not just listen like, you know, pay your attention here and there. فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنْصِتُوا. Listen attentively and be silent. Go read the noble Quran, chapter 7, verse 204. And that is towards the ending of Surah A'raf. You will find it there. So here also, يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقُرْآنَ, listen attentively. فَلَمَّا حَذَرُوا. So now the jinnat move rapidly towards the Master alayhi salatu salam, whilst he, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi sallam, is performing the Fajr Salat in the darkness of the night. قَالُوا, they told one another, أَنْسِتُوا, be silent. The Hanafis, they say, that you must listen and you must be silent when the Imam is reading. You don't read anything as far as Qiraat goes. You don't read Surah Fatiha, Surah, nothing. So Imam Shafi say you must read Surah Fatiha even behind the Imam in every rakat. Remember that. So that is academic discussion. فَلَمَّا قُضِيَ, when he, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, completed the Salat. So what they did, this group of jinnat, وَلَّوْا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِمْ مُنْزِرِينَ. They turned to their people, they turned to their colleagues, you see that? and qawmihim munzirin, warning them with love. Your son's name is Nazir. Your daughter's name is Nazira. You say warner. No, it means at-takhweef ma'al mahabba, a warner with love and compassion. Big difference, you see. Now they reach their colleagues, you see. Qalu ya qawmana, oh our colleagues, oh our people. Translate this, people is alright. Oh our jinnat. Inna samina kitaba, indeed we heard a book. And this book, meaning we heard the tilawat of the Quran Sharif. Unzila min ba'di Musa, it was revealed after Nabi Musa alayhi salam. So after Nabi Musa alayhi salam came Isa alayhi salam, but they didn't speak about it. The knowledge of that didn't come to them, simple answer. There are many other answers. So don't mean they get all the knowledge, some knowledge they got. So Unzila min ba'di Musa, or in their circles the Torah was more famous than the Gospel, than the Bible. So therefore, min ba'di Musa, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, dark in complexion. 136 times his name and nami, isme grami is mentioned in the noble Quran. Remember that just now, I'll give you a cross reference. Musa, Moses, peace be upon him, the jutla, they say, Moshi. So, min ba'di Musa, musaddiqan lima bayna yadayhi. And this Quran Sharif came to confirm the previous scriptures, not to contradict it. But today, if you look at the Torah, you look at the Bible, the Gospel, so you will see, it seems that they are contradicting, the Quran is contradicting, because these rabbis and these popes and these priests, they themselves corrupted the text, remember that. And therefore, they don't have a single Torah that was revealed to Moses, peace be upon him. And they don't have a single Hafiz, a person anywhere in the world who can reread the entire Torah by heart, by memory, in the original language it was revealed. They don't have a person who can read the original Gospel Bible revealed to Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him. You ask the Pope, there'll be no hope for the Pope. So you must remember that only the Quran Sharif that is memorized by millions of people. They can produce one. Muswaddiqan lima bayna yadayhi yahdi ila al-haq, and it's guiding towards the truth. Wa ila siratim mustaqim, and it's guiding towards the right path. Subhanallah. They just heard the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reciting. They were so impressed, and they went to their colleagues and told them. Same time da'wat tabligh they made. No delay, no istikhara, no wasting time. So today the Ummah, how much time we are wasting, remember that. We kill time and waste time and so forth. Ya Qawmana, now these jinnat who heard the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Habibullah rahmatul lil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qiraat and recitation. So what they said, Ya Qawmana, oh our colleagues, Ajibu da'i Allah. Respond immediately to Da'i Allah, to the one inviting towards Almighty Allah. Who is that? Mustafa Rahmatul Alameen Khatamun Nabiyeen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That is my function, that is my mandate. Chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, verse number 108. Qul, say Ya Rasulallah Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Hadi Sabili, that this is my way and my path. Ad'u ilallah, I invite towards Almighty Allah. Ala basiratin, with firm conviction and proof and evidence. Ana I, wa manittaba'ani, and those who follow me immaculately. Chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 108. Wa manittaba'ani, the misdaqi awwali, the first people it will be applicable to are the beloved Sahaba. Therefore, they are the greatest companions and people to walk on this earth after all the prophets and messengers, alayhimu salatu wasalam. Ajibu da'i Allah, that you must respond immediately to the invited caller towards Almighty Allah. Wa aminu bihi, and bring iman on him immediately. Once you bring iman, yaghfir lakum min dhunubikum, then your sins will be forgiven, some of it. Min at-tab'iz. Why some? Because hukukullah, Allah will forgive, and hukukul ibad, that you cause harm to people, all that you must ask them for forgiveness. But Allah Ta'ala will forgive you also. Yaghfir lakum min dhunubikum wa yujirukum min adhabin aleem. And Allah Jalla Wala will protect you from the painful, horrible punishment, you see. So what great, great virtues. So Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's message is global, international, for all times, all places. And today when me and you give da'wat to a person, and he or she, da'wat means we invite them to Islam, and they accept Islam, you understand, sincerely. They love Islam and pass away with Islam. Almighty Allah give them glad tidings. Chapter number 8, Surah Anfal, and verse 38, and what Allah Ta'ala says, قُلْ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِيَنْتَوُ يُغْفَرْ لَهُمْ مَا قَدْ سَلَفْ. If they abstain and refrain, you tell them and address them from the kufr and shirk, the blasphemy and polytheism and idol worship, and enter into the fall of Islam in its entirety, in its totality, then the sins of the past will be forgiven. Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's authentic hadith, open Mishkat Sharif Mustad Ahmad, Innal Islam Yahdimu Ma Kana Qabla. Islam expunges and erases the sins of the past when people embrace Islam sincerely in its entirety. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 10th of Zulqadah, 1446. O Ummah, say Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. I just switched on my phone before I came down, and I get all the breaking news from the Jutlas, the Haramis. They say two Israeli soldiers killed in Gaza. When they say two, it means much more. Last night before I slept, I studied and looked at the Haaretz newspaper. They say many of the Israeli soldiers are falling and they are getting killed. According to our count, yesterday 19 soldiers were dispatched to hell. Say Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. A khuya juat as a doya juat. A good Jew is a dead Jew. We say you haramis. If you don't know what is the meaning of harami, it means an illegitimate child. That is too kind a word for these haramis. So B, and we say double B. You see, big B. So big haramis, dispatched to hell. We have no sympathy, empathy for them. The crooks stealing everything of the Palestinians and torturing them. So remember, they don't know what to do. And Netanyahu is just holding on to power for his dear life, because next stop for him is jail and prison, the haramis. The United Nations rejects the Israeli-American plan. They will have zones there and areas. The Palestinians must go there and collect the food and so forth, and that will be monitored by these haramis who are murdering our people. Go to hell. We will fight. We will never surrender, inshallah. 1 in 8 soldiers not prepared to fight and go back to Gaza. Why? Because they're not fit and they're mentally tortured. Remember, punishment from Almighty. This is the Haaretz newspaper telling you. So 1 in 8 is 12.5%. So that's a lie, right? So you must remember, put it at 20-25%. So about 1/4 of their army cannot participate. Why? They gone mentally crazy, you must remember. Killing babies, killing innocent. They can't sleep. They have to take tablets and drugs and so forth and so on. And the Haaretz writes, Israel has no legitimacy there in Gaza. They must get out and footsack from there. We say not only footsack and get out from there, from Gaza. You have to get out from the entire historic Palestine and occupied Palestine as well. So remember that. Today, Friday, remember, Putin is shining in his glory. Why? Because more than 20 countries, their heads of state, the president, prime ministers, kings, and whoever else are there in Moscow. Xi Jinping is there from China and from Brazil. Lula is there, and so many others. America are watching. Putin wins and America loses. From Russia would love, you see that. food that is a harami, therefore I like him. I like some haramis. That can give America a varma club, you understand? Can give America a good threshing and Israel and this, all these characters. Trump says now we must have a 30-day ceasefire. He said 3 days, you see. So one guy from Africa, we like him. Ibrahim Tori, so he's there, Burkina Faso, you see. He says, you African leaders, wake up. Stuart, stop your corruption and be honest to your people and serve your people, don't serve your pocket and so forth. So we hope and pray Allah. He's only 37 years old and mashallah, he's bringing radical changes in there, Burkina Faso, getting rid of the whiteys and giving power to the son of the soil, the people of Africa. Indo-Pak, a big drone war going on. One shooting this way, one shooting the other way, tit for tat. And this is true. What is the truth we have to speak? Remember, India destroyed 10 ships there in the Pakistan in Karachi, there were the port and so forth. So it seems the port there in Karachi is in bad shape. You must remember that. And obviously, you know, both of them are big liars. So there's a lot of propaganda and lies going on both ways and so forth. So in the air, Pakistan advantage to them. On the ground, it seems advantage to India. We must make dua for Pakistan as Muslims. Allah Ta'ala destroy, you must remember, Modi and his Hindufta and his BJP haramis. They are worst enemies, Quran says. The Jutlas and the Mushrikeen, chapter 5, verse 82. The last verse of the six Jews, the six Supara. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. UK and US, America, cement the ties, you see that? So now the tariffs, some things, they won't have tariffs and they won't have taxes. Some places it will be decreased. So they cementing their ties. Both of them haramis. They cause all the problem there, you must remember, in Palestine. First it was Britain and then America. On one side they are doing that. On the other side, Xi Jinping. And remember that he, Putin, they are cementing their ties. So if you ask me, it's better for the Muslims to join them, Russia and China, than join these haramis, US. And not that Russia and China are very good, but compared to these other haramis, remember, it's better to join them. You know, there was a lady, and she's a Christian lady, Shirin Abu Aqila. They had a sniper, and he shot her dead. Initially, they rejected it. Then they accepted, yes, they murdered her. So remember that when I met the ambassador there in Lusaka of Palestine. So I thought maybe it's his wife, you know. So he, without me, I mean, asking, he said, this is Shirin Abu Aqila. So I said, no, I know about her and all that. So I told him a few things, got very happy. He was a Christian himself, Walid, his name. And Shirin Abu Aqila, also Christian. Nevertheless, so now they have identified who her murderer is. Like my daughter and our daughter, Hind Rajab, 355 bullets fired into her and into the car and so forth. That is Israeli-style justice. Haramis they are. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. So inshallah, one by one, we're going to get you out. And you can't run and hide. You can run, but we will find you and we will put you away, Jutla, you must remember, and Jutli. So women in Saudi Arabia, listen to this here, you esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba. This is in the Arab press, you understand? If you read the Arabic and you read the other news. The women of Saudi Arabia, not all of them, but those who are very rich and women of substance. So women own half the hotels and half the restaurants in Saudi Arabia. New Pope came, you see that? So I told you there's no hope for the black Pope, you see that? So these people are haramis. Black smoke means no black pope. White smoke, the white pope will come. So Pope Leo the 14th is the new pope. What's the meaning of Leo? Leo means you must have a lot of courage. So you'll have to have a lot of courage, you see that? Because every second, third church is now in the controversy of pedophilia. Because they say to become a priest, to become a nun, a novice, you must believe in celibacy. no marriage and so forth. So what do? They get busy with the boys, you know, and the women get busy with the girls, and so all pedophilia business going on there. So a disgrace for the Catholic Church and the other church as well. So you must remember, can he solve the problem? How the hell is he going to solve it? So remember, he was born in Chicago. So when Yusuf Dokrat, my brother from Newcastle, he passed away in 2002 on a Friday. Allah grant him, grant his beloved father, son, all of them passed away on a Friday. Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. So we were going to O'Hare Airport. So this American guy was sitting next to me on the plane. You see, he asked me, from where are you? Because I got my kurta and topi and hat and all. I said, from South Africa. He said, first time. I said, first time to O'Hare Airport in Chicago. He said, Chicago is known as a windy city. So I told him, we also have a windy city called Port Elizabeth. You know the weather. He said, no, you're not understanding. The windy city here, Chicago, means a lot of upside down deals takes place. You said, in our language, what you call unda danda. You see that? All crooked deals. So I hope this is not another crooked pope. You must remember that. He comes from that part of the world. You see that? Okay. Disney theme park. You see, this is what the Arabs do. MBS is going to build a park there, $23 billion. You see, and now UAE, MBZ, all murtads, khabis, and ghaddar, and traitors to Islam and the Muslim. The first Disney theme park in UAE. So that will be there. You see, that is their pride. Ayabtaghuna indahumul izza. فَإِنَّ الْعِزَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا. They look for honor by the West and the Kufar, but honor and power is everything by Almighty Allah. They got all the wealth, they got everything, but they are humiliated, disgraced by their own people and the Ummah at large, for the true Muslims. Bill Gates, the Harami, after causing so many problems, he say he will give away 99% of his wealth. We in 2025, he say by 2045. You might frack today or tomorrow, Bill Gates, you idiot. So you must remember, speaking of 2045, 20 years from now and all that. They don't speak about all the harm they cause in different parts of the world with their vaccines and so forth. So now let's come to our beloved country. White South Africans want to fix up ties with ANC. You see that? That is now who? This Africana movements, you must have every forum and all these characters. So now they say that, no, we gave this picture to America and this. So now they want to play, if you know Afrikaans, booty booty. Booty booty means come on once, alak alas rech, you see. So ANC knows that these guys are not really sincere. So that's how it goes. School feeding schemes are in the verge of collapse. So you know places, certain schools, they give food and so forth. But so much corruption, no money coming in. So that is also on the verge of collapse. The Gauteng government, you remember, that Lasufi, he has to address this issue. The law is all these guys in government, they can't be getting tenders and so forth. But so many of them are getting tenders and selling it to the government and so forth. So what the hell you guys are doing? You see? So when you don't lead by example, so we have to kick you out. That is what we're going to do. And because people are fed up now of the ANC and their corruption and cronyism and crime and so forth and so on. We see you in Durban, you live in the elite area, Musgrave, you see. So there in Musgrave, the Daily News say that you getting the sewer water and all that, right from the toilets and here and there. And it's coming in your drinking water. Now, how the hell are you going to drink that water? You see, the rich areas, Allah Ta'ala lets this happen. Other poor areas, the people just drink, nothing happens. So that is Kudrat ka Karishma, the power of Allah. So you guys there in Durban, Musgrave and that, don't drink that water there. Very, very dangerous. You might be drinking something else. Allah forbid. So remember, go get that or buy that water, you understand? That you'll know all the different types of water you get and what have you. You go buy all that water, inshallah. And then today's program here, 8:30 to 9, will be Mufti Aku and Mohammad Zahid. And then we will go Mount of Makkah Mukarramah, 11:17, our time the azan will go. So 12:17, Sudais will be firing on. He will try and please everybody as usual. So remember, so we'll take the khutbah and salat, and thereafter we'll translate and make dua, and my Jummah will be there, inshallah. My brother Ahmed Abdi will come pick me up. And 12:20 is azan in Palm Ridge, and 12:30 will be the talk, inshallah. So we will be in Palm Ridge today, inshallah al-Aziz. Maulana, we have about 17 minutes, so let's fire up, inshallah al-Aziz, with the Q&A.
Mufti Sahab, are the marhumeens away of the deeds of their families?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Sometimes Allah Jalla wa Ala informs them that your family did this, did that. For example, in the hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmed, our parents passed away, right? So now you take my case, 82 beloved father, 97 beloved mother. All our parents, we should make special dua for them. Surah 14, verse 41. If they passed away as Muslims, رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. Oh, beloved Allah, forgive me. Forgive my beloved parents and the believers the day the reckoning is established. All this Mother's Day, all haram it is. To advertise it, to promote it, and to go buy, and Sunday you will give your mother that gift and so forth. All haram as far as Islam goes. What are you doing? You imitating the kuffar culture who hate their father, mother when they become old. They say they are a liability to the society. Go dump them in the old age home. Is that what you want? So remember, that's exactly what it is. So we as Muslims, now the parents passed away with Iman, Islam. You, the son, you're making dua for them. You're giving out charity for them. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that now the parents are seeing in the barzakh. You must remember that after death, before Qiyamah, they're seeing all this reward coming to them. So they ask, Ya Allah, the angels, from where all this is coming? They say, you had a son and you have a son or a daughter, and they're crying for you. They're giving charity for you. They're doing good deeds for you. They're making tawaf and umrah for you. They're making annafil hajj for you. And that is how. So therefore, waladun salihun, you have a pious child. That is your greatest investment. You must remember that. So yes, sometimes they'll come to know, not all the time.
Mufti Sahab, my maid became a Muslim, asked me the question that Allah created everything. So why does he talk in the Quran that we created this and that? How do I explain to her?
Today's lesson you did now. وَإِذْ صَرَفْنَا إِلَيْكَ نَفَرًا مِنَ الْجِنِ. Who can make the jinns leave the path they were taking and turn, go the way where Mustafa Rasulullah رَحْمَةُ لِلْعَالَمِينَ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is performing the Fajr Salat? Only Allah Ta'ala. See, easy example you must give her. That sunrise there, I'm not sure exactly what time is your sunrise there. So let's just say 6:20, right? Here by us, just say 6:30. Example I'm giving. So in a place like that, you must remember that what happens, we will say that who lets the sun rise, who lets the sun set, with precision and accuracy, 100 years, 1,000 years, million years. Only Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So things that only Almighty Allah does, and we can see it is something tangible, you see that? So remember that Allah Ta'ala stamps His majesty, authority, sovereignty. Nuhyi wa numit. Only we can give life. Only we can give death. Only we can make the sun rise. Only we can make the sunset. Which scientist, which doctor, which professor can do that? So give her these easy examples. So Allah Ta'ala uses the plural to stamp His majesty and authority.
Mufti Sahab, when getting married, please advise, is it better to read istikhara first or ask people about the person first?
No, you must do your homework first. Now your daughter, that somebody is interested, or they send a message via a third party. The two parties haven't met, you understand, as far as you know. So you must do homework. That person comes from Johannesburg, your daughter is in Durban. So you must ask the ulama there in Johannesburg, in Pretoria, Cambodia, Hammanskraal, wherever they are, and you say, who is this family? How is that boy there? Does he read Salat? How is his Aqidah and belief structure? He's not a Shia, Qadiani, Aga Khani, and what income does he have, and so forth. So once you have done all that, then you make istikhara and so forth. Then he comes and so forth, and then you can make istikhara. So very good istikhara. You don't have to sleep and dream and all that. You just read, Allahumma khirli wa khatarli. Allahumma, oh beloved Allah, khirli. You select the best for me. Wakhtarli, and you choose for me. So the hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif. Do that, same time your answer will come.
Okay, so for some reason the bank has given me interest. Can I give it to some poor person, or can I use it to pay my monthly bank charges? Please advise.
Yeah, there are three issues. Interest, remember, riba, sud, viaj, call it whatever you want to, usually absolutely haram, A to Z. First thing, we must know that. If you want a reference for what I said, go open the Quran Sharif and read it. Chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verses 275 to 279. Read the entire Quran Sharif. You will not find in the 6,236 verses such a warning, wa'idun shadid, like in chapter 2, verse 279. فَإِلْ لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا, if you don't abstain, refrain from giving, taking interest and so forth, or you are the witness, the contracting party and so forth, then be prepared, فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ, for a war against Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla and Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So remember, such a strong warning it is, and stern warning, for no other crime is it mentioned. So absolutely haram, right? Not permissible, unlawful. So the bank gave you for whatever reason, so give it to poor people, poor Muslims. How many millions of Muslims throughout the world are suffering? So give it to them in Gaza, in Sudan, in Kashmir, the Rohingya Muslims, the poor Muslims in Pakistan, or in South Africa, wherever you want. You can give it to non-Muslims also. So remember, but you won't get any reward for that. And if you say you want to use it to pay your bank charges, and that's not permissible. The bank is not running a charity. It's a business for them. A multi-trillion dollar business it is, you know. And if you study the history of banking, it came with the Rothschilds, and it came with the Jutlas and the Jews. And therefore, Hitler got mad and gave them a good thrashing, and he was justified. You charge my people so much interest and so forth, I'm going to fix you all up. You bring homosexuality, pornography, yeah? And we fix them up properly. So we don't have to apologize for those three things. What Hitler did there was 100% right. So anyway, you must remember that. So the point we want to make is this, that when you say you got interest money and you want to use the interest money to pay ABC XYZ bank, is that permissible in Islam? Is haram. You can't do that. The bank is entitled to charge you service fee, whatever, because they're running a business. It's not some charity there. So you can't use interest money for bank charges and so forth.
Mufti Saab, you mentioned verses of the Quran in 6,236. In many places it's written 6,666 verses.
Remember, Maulana, that's not correct. So if you want a reference of 6,236, you know the Quran Sharif, you get there in the Haramain Sharifain, Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Munawwara, and the Khattatul Quran, Sheikh Usman Taha, Sheikh Usman Hussein Taha, that's his full name. I told you all on several occasions, I met him, he must be 90 years old. He hails from Halab, from Aleppo, and he's in Madina Munawwara. They don't really allow people. Now he's very sick. He wrote the Quran Sharif more than 10 times, would be Yadihi a Sharifa with his own hand. So go read there, that Quran. That is the Asah copy of the Quran Sharif, the most authentic and everything. So you must remember, there also is written 6,236 verses. Go open the Tafsir Ibn Kathir of Allama Ibn Kathir. Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah Rahimahullah is the teacher, Ibn Kathir is the student, and both of them are buried there in Maqabir al-Sufiyya in Damascus. He also mentioned it. The 666 is Indo-Pak, you understand? Indo-Pak is not authentic, you must remember that. Our people, they got a lot of dreams, you know, and this type of things. So this whole 666 story is incorrect. It's not authentic, not in the Quran, and not any Sahabi, not any reliable tafsir has mentioned that. So if it is mentioned, it's a mistake, tasamu, we reject it. 6,236 verses, 114 surahs and chapters, 540 ruku and sections. That's 666, take it out of your head.
Mufti Sahib, if a lady gets married to a man who has children from previous marriage, if the man dies, are the boys a mahram still?
100%, you must remember that. وَلَا تَنْكِحُوا مَا نَكَحَ آبَاءُكُمْ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ Chapter number 4, verse number 22. Almighty Allah says, who your biological father married, so now and he passes away or he divorces her, then you, the son, you can't marry her, your stepmother, totally haram it is, you must remember that. So you will still remain her mahram and she can stay with you, you can stay with her. Or provided one big proviso, there's no hanky-panky business. You say, my father was busy with her, so let me get busy, Allah forbid. So all haram business, all that. Today's world is a crazy world, you know. So in Islam, you will always remain a mahram.
Mufti Sahib, please let me know, when is Eid al-Adha?
MashaAllah, people want to apply for leave. People want to make the Eid preparations. Where are we going to go? The mother-in-law and daughter-in-law already having a big fight. Where are we going to have the Eid breakfast and Eid lunch? You see that? So simple Eid ul-Fitr you have by mother-in-law, and then Eid ul-Adha you have by daughter-in-law, or vice versa. Why you have to fight and argue? It's what we people, you know, sometimes can't understand. So anyway, on the 7th of June, Saturday, Insha'Allah al-Aziz, that is what all the calendars are saying for us here in South Africa, will be Eid al-Adha, and inshallah we'll be in Durban. So on the 3rd of June we'll be in Masjid al-Fath, that is Tuesday, and Wednesday will be day in Phoenix, inshallah, Sanford, Mona Huzaifa. And then on Thursday, inshallah, day in Port Shepstone, Mona Imran, you understood? And the Tuesday is Mona Venker, then Fatih, you know, Masjid al-Fath. And then Thursday, then Friday, then Masjid al-Dawood, the new masjid there, where our brothers are, the capital masjid, you know? So that is that. So mashallah. So I asked them, why Masjid al-Dawood? So am I and them, Muhammad Ikhlas, and all of them. So they are mothers, so father's name, they are Nana, their Nana's name, maternal grandfather's name was Dawood. So therefore Masjid Dawood, you see that. And then the Friday night festival, that's next to, you understand, Springo and all that, Jetsworth. And then Saturday Eid, then we'll be there in Phoenix, inshallah, inshallah, Aziz.
Mufti Sahib, can you keep one light on in the night? Is there a hadith that states we must switch off lights before going to sleep?
Atfi un-Nur, 100%, there are several ahadiths. Don't leave the lights on, you must remember, when you go and sleep. How many a time you heard people left the lights on, they left the heater on, they left the electric blanket on, and then somebody passed away. House burnt, curtains burnt, this burnt, that burnt. So Islam is teaching you, you must switch off everything. Anywhere you invite me, and you want, I must come sleep in your house, like this coming week. So now, inshallah, Allah, Tuesday night we will be there in Lichtenberg, Wednesday night there in Mafeking, Thursday night in Zeres, and Friday night there, you must remember, Rustenburg by Uncle Johnny, you see, not Johnny, Uncle Brownie. So Uncle Brownie's name is Yusuf Isa, we must call him that, not Brownie and all that. I spoke to him the other day, you see, I must tell the people, must call me Haji Yusuf Ra Isa, or just Yusuf Isa. So anyway, he knows very well. So wherever I sleep, I want complete darkness. I don't want no light at all, it really disturbs me, you see. So therefore, even in a house, I put one special gadget there, so no light must come in. So that is, you must remember what Islam teaches. You must switch off all the lights. So that is very, very good for us also.
Mufti Sahib, is it possible to perform nikah on the 10th day of Hajj? Example, the 8th, 9th and 10th.
We will end off on a warm note, Maulana, I nearly said Maulana Junaid. You see, Maulana Salim and Junaid Mota, Jinnat Mota. So you want to get married, you understand, on Eid day or the Qurbani day and so forth. So how many Eids you will have, my brother? You, the brother, will have two Eids, you see. One is Eid al-Adha, mashallah. And thereafter, you will have two Qurbanis also. Your wife is making Qurbani, she's leaving her parents' place and she'll come to you. And you're going to make also two Eids, that now you'll be sleeping with her and all that. 100% permissible. Get married on Eid day, get married on Qurbani days. Qurbani days are 10, 11, 12. Hanafis, Shafi'i, Hanafis, Malikis, Hanbalis, Hanafis, Hanbalis, Malikis say the 10th, 11th, 12th are the days of Qurbani. The Shafi'i say you must include the 13th also. Only Imam Shafi'i says that. Al-Masailu Lati Infarada Biya Shafi'i Duna Ikhwati by Hafiz ibn Kathir, Allama ibn Kathir. So remember, next we'll speak to you, 11:17, we'll move to Makkah. Listen to what Sudais is going to say. And praise MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan. Allah give hidayat, protect the Haramain Sharifain and Aqsa al-Mubarak and all our masajid. Barakallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.